Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Just do that for 20 minutes.
Paul McCartney's greatest hits mumbled.
What a great
really? The mumbling of the Paul McCartney back catalogue. Here we go. This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the HNJ Daily. This is the best bits of this afternoon's show. We re-entered the world of... your old mate, what's his name?
Tim Gray,
yeah.
The health
day
nut.
Three, Tim Gray, a day in the life of Tim Gray. It'll make sense when you hear it.
We'll get one more day.
We talked a bit of football.
Where we read some reviews of the Navigator Hotel where we stayed in in Kaliningrad.
Lovely it was. So we did all of that.
Oh, we talked a bit of football as well.
We did talk football, yeah. Mm. And we spoke to a Japanese football expert who was very entertaining to tell us more about City's new 19-year-old signing from Japan, and a 51-year-old who's still doing the business in the J-League. Amazing story.
Yeah. And the state of Japanese football in general.
So he was good. Yeah. So you'll hear all of that. Enjoy.
Blackburn were a bit unlucky, and we made this point before the round started, the third round, about VAR in some games and VAR not in other games.
Yeah.
There you saw a classic example. I mean, Hossolu's goal, it just wouldn't have counted if VAR had been there. It's just not fair. It devalues the competition.
I mean, it was a replay, wasn't it?
It was a replay, but, you know.
The first game did have VAR.
Well, that makes it even worse.
Yeah, I suppose he was right.
Absolutely. But there was a really curious bit of managing from Rafa Benitez that even Chris Sutton commented on. He just said, this is ridiculous, Rafa. Lascelles came on at half-time. And he immediately pulled a hamstring. And you could see he should have just gone down. But he just ran about. He nearly gave up two goals.
Yeah.
It went on for 8 minutes. You're going, go down. You're going to make it worse.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there. Honestly, how a professional team could allow that to happen. I mean, hopefully didn't make it worse, but it wouldn't have helped.
There are certain injuries that you think, you're not going to run that off. Whenever a player pulls up like that, you know exactly what it is. And you think, well... he's done for. And I saw that with Moussa Sissoko the other day when he went hurtling down the right channel.
Oh, yeah.
And then
nasty.
He holds the back of his leg, pulls up, goes down. You think, right, OK, get him off because it's pretty key central midfield. But, of course, he stays on. He tries to run it off.
He didn't for 8 minutes.
Which
though,
was laudable. But, no, he stayed on for about two and then realised he couldn't run anymore.
No.
But
it's odd, isn't it? That's OK. That's understandable.
It's odd. But... he may have just thought he'd had a bit of cramp. But, normally when that happens, when they pull up, that's it. Time to get him off.
During the game, I was checking Instagram and their, what do you call those things? Algorithm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that suggest things you might like. And obviously it works because I've bought quite a lot of stuff through this thing that I don't even
want. Oh, so it's stuff they're trying to sell you.
Oh, yeah. So this thing.
What were you looking at that then it tried to sell you something?
Well,
else?
As you look at as you have your feed, you look at the photos of the people you follow,
and as you're
looking at it,
tries to flog your stuff. I'm not on Instagram.
Oh no, an ad will come up.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and you can't. There's nothing you can do about it. They're there.
Right.
And of course, the worst is the more you buy stuff, the worse it is.
So what sort of things
so
have you bought?
I bought that thing
on
that,
the hoof.
The thing, the punch ball thing that you wear around your head and you punch it.
The headband with a punch ball attached
hits you back
to it
in the face.
Yeah. Nearly lost an eye. Good, well done.
Oh, my wife's terrible for this as well because she's got Instagram and she just keeps buying stuff. Anyway, last night this thing came up.
Tell us what the combined Jacobs household then, some of the items. Maybe we should get the conveyor belt music from the generation.
I've seen this thing on Instagram. It's basically a pasta cooker.
Yeah.
It's a tall, upright plastic thing that you put the pasta in.
Yeah.
You plug it in, the water boils, and it cooks the pasta in there.
Yeah. What's wrong with a saucepan? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do you need a separate
This
machine?
Is good. I said, no, it isn't. We don't need it.
Yeah.
Of course, you just bought it anyway.
What was the damage then?
It was about $8.95.
Oh, well, you know, it's not a deal breaker.
I can't even remember exactly how much
it was. Does it make great pasta?
And it hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, okay.
So I've had to make pasta in the saucepan somehow.
What
I've
a disaster. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what else then? What else have you bought? Anything sporting apart from the headband punch bag?
I'd have to look up what I've bought all in all. I bought quite a bit of Christmas stuff, some quite fun stuff. Yeah, and generally,
you do this sober, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Unlike our former producer, he used to get bladdered and then things at 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd buy stuff on telly.
The shopping channel, didn't he?
Something turns up from Poughkeepsie in a huge box and he doesn't remember buying
it. Most of the time they suggest stuff that you might be interested in. They obviously see what you've photographed. You know, it's an algorithm. It works it out.
They've got you down. If you look at the two words in the algorithm, mug punter, they're the two
That's
words.
Very true.
Mug punter, Andy Jacobs, Andy and Sue Jacobs, they buy anything.
But this thing came up yesterday and it's basically called the Viking coffee mug. And it's shaped like a Viking's horn.
Oh, yeah.
You put coffee, you wear it round yourself. And it says, and this is their strapline, it says, it makes you look like a Viking. As if that's some sort of good
doesn't
thing.
Really, does it?
Not really, it just makes you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Basically. Why would you want that?
So you're going to one of the many coffee chains where you get a bit of a dizzy if you use your own receptacle.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, what sort of...
Not a horn.
What sort of Burke do they think you are? Are you going with your own Viking horn? I mean, that's poor, isn't it?
I think it's poor.
Is it kind of recyclable, this thing? Is it made of bamboo? Is it bamboo Viking horn?
I think it's metal, so I think it is, it's washable.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't throw it away after one use.
No, I know that. No, of course not. You don't want a disposable Viking horn for your coffee, do you?
Not really, no.
I'm going to get myself one of those.
Okay, well, I'm happy to get you one.
I remember years ago we were doing some research on a magazine, and occasionally when you do these, you get these kind of qualitative groups, you get like half a dozen people in a room.
Yeah.
And they talk about, we were at a dummy of a magazine called Goal that ultimately came out. But this bloke, he ran a news agency. He didn't own a news agency, he ran a news agency. But he was a bit of a Walter Mitty figure.
Yeah.
And he was clearly lying through his teeth through this whole thing. And at one point his mobile phone went off and he reached inside his coat and we all went, whoa, because he had a proper holster on. Like a gun holster.
Really?
I thought he was packing. But that's where he kept his mobile phone. And he took it out and he went, talk to me. The same with Terry Tibbs. What a piece of work.
That is a Terry
Tibbs. Then he said, I've got to be up at 4 to mark up the papers. He was fantastic. You know, he had a proper holster and he kept his mobile phone.
Very strange.
In a gun holster.
We, I tell you what we did buy, but this thing came
Get
up.
Yourself one of
it's
those.
It's a comb that cuts your hair.
It's not good if you pick it up by accident, is it? It's good for Maurizio Sarri, who every time Chelsea lose has a haircut.
He just
could just
hair.
Comb his hair, couldn't
That's
he?
That's true.
I don't know, he doesn't talk like that.
Anyway, it's on its way.
Bams cabs I suddenly went into then.
Very good. The UK's best place to have a cardiac arrest is Wootton
That's
Under Edge.
There's no such thing, is there?
Well, no, Wootton Under Edge in Gloucester. Because they've got 14 new defibrillators.
Yeah, they didn't buy those on Instagram, did they?
Well, I've booked a holiday there for me and Alan Brazil. It's marvellous.
It's a race against time. Alan's going to outlive us all.
Of course he is.
He'll be 103. Manning!
He's got longevity in his genes.
Yeah, he certainly has.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We head off to Japan now.
Good.
Where City have done a little bit of business. For a young defender and immediately loaned him out to Groningen. But still, we'll find out a bit more about him. And indeed, the incredible story of Miura still playing at 51. Joining us now from J Soccer magazine, Alan Gibson. Alan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, good evening from Japan.
Good evening from Japan. Evening. Let's start then with Ko Itakura, the young defender that City have signed. Tell us a bit more about him.
He's a big lad. I think Man City have probably signed him on... I need to be educated on the Premier League and all the rules there, but I presume that he's been signed for a, shall we say, future to see if it works out or not. Mm. I'm not sure about the visa, and obviously he's already at Groningen, which is a good one. But, yeah, he's a good lad. He started off at Kawasaki Frontale when he was 18. He signed professional forms, and he played 15 games, I think, in the League and Cup in the season. In his first season, and they won the championship. So, I mean, not a bad start for a kid to get in there.
No.
And last season, he joined Vegalta Sendai, another team that have literally probably won nothing in their time in the league. And I think he played 22, 23 of the 34 games. And they came close to finishing top four, and they made the Emperor's Cup final. Mm. A lot of it down to him. He was stalwart at the back. He was an excellent player. And he was, of course, because he was so excellent, Japan took him to the Asian Games, which basically took him out of the season for about 5 or 6 weeks. And that's when Vegalta Sendai sort of took a nosedive in their form as well. So it says a lot for a young kid that he went to some games, and Vegalta Sendai nosedived.
Sounds like he has a Van Dijk style effect on for defences when he's not there.
Yeah, that sounds like he does. I mean, I think he's gone to Groningen because maybe just to acclimatise to Europe, and also the work permit issues that you probably have in the Premier League at the moment. As he's an under 20 international, he's not a full international as yet. So that may take some time. But I mean, from a marketing point of view, I mean, maybe if City have got a bit of an eye on that, you know, they're marketing the club globally, as we know, they've been buying into a lot of clubs around the world. And has he got a sufficiently high profile for people to have noticed this?
It's funny that he hasn't really got a high profile, because when he went to the Asian Cup, Japan actually took an under-23 team. The Asian Games. The Asian Cup is taking place now.
Yeah.
When he went to the Asian Games, Japan took an under-23 team. A lot of the guys were from J2 or reserves in J1. But he was pretty much a fixture in the J1 team. And Japan got to the final, so he stayed longer than Vegalta Sendai would have liked. And Japan only lost to a full-strength South Korea, actually, which I'm sure you guys know there, that Tottenham Hotspur's Son then went on to get valid to miss out on his national service, which was a big thing. So Japanese really follow the national team, but I wouldn't say that they follow the under-20 team as much. So, and then Vegalta Sendai are not really a big team either. You know, they're your Stoke City or your Southampton or whatever. And he's probably, now that literally Manchester City, wow, boom, suddenly he's all over the papers and all over the press and social media, etc. So he's literally probably getting to be known a lot more now in the last few days, or literally the last 24 hours almost, than he has in the last year or so. But no, he's great. I mean, he's an excellent young prospect. And as we said, he's not going to get that work permit yet, although I believe there's certain loopholes that can be exploited, but I'm not sure about that. We'll have to ask Mr. Wenger about that.
Yeah. So just want to talk to you about Kazuyoshi Miura. He's the Stan Matthews of Japanese football. He's just signed a new contract with the J2 team, Yokohama FC. It's amazing, isn't it? 51 years old. He'd be 52. It's
pretty remarkable to be playing professional football at that age.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever standard.
He's pretty amazing. I'm sure everyone can look him up on Wikipedia and get all the details. But I mean, when he was a kid, he left school. I don't know. I think he was about 15. He went to Brazil by himself to say, "I'm going to become a professional footballer." And he joined a couple of young teams, and then he ended up signing for Santos. Played for Santos for a while. I mean, literally only a couple of games, but I mean, playing for Santos. Pretty amazing for a guy who was like, just went off there on his own when he was 15. He came back to Japan in 92, 93, I guess he was, by the time he got back. Mm. And the J-League was just starting. And he joined Verdy Kawasaki, now known as Yomiuri Verdy. And basically they won a few trophies in his first few years, and he became a legend. I actually met him in 1993 for the first time. So 26 years ago, I met this footballer who was probably at his, you know, he wasn't even at his peak then, you know. And I met him, I'm a Brummie, and I went to see Aston Villa playing in the Coca-Cola Cup in 1993. And I sort of got in touch with Ron Atkinson. It was great because I'd faxed, you know, we used faxes in those days. And I'd faxed Aston Villa saying, "I'm here, I'm a fan, can I help?" And 6 hours later, Ron Atkinson himself called me back and said, "Tell us about this team then, you know."
Scouting report. Yeah.
I spent 3 days with the Villa. It was great. I took penalties against Bosnich. I sat on the coach. I sat on the bus with the team and went everywhere with them, as Mr. Atkinson told some. It was a great time. And I met Kazu the first time then. I got a picture with him. And then, you know, we've been quite friendly ever since. He's really nice that he, whenever he spots me before a game or after a game, he comes and says hello. And he was in my local team, Vissel Kobe, in 2001 for about 5 seasons. I mean, we're going back another 17 years now, right?
Yeah.
But he was probably just past his peak then, 17 years ago. And I'm a qualified referee in Japan, and I refereed him countless times in those few years, and he was a really fun to play, well, to play with, to be on the same field as. He really is a professional. Now he's got his own little fitness regime where he goes off about 2 or 3 weeks before everyone else at the start of the season. I think he usually goes to Guam, and he takes a fitness trainer and a chef and a dietitian, and he literally gets himself ready for another season. And he's playing. I mean, he was in Sydney in 2005. He played on loan there. He played in Italy at Genoa, Croatia. I mean, he is the megastar. And he scored. I don't think he scored last season. And I think he only played like 2 or 3 games. But the fact that he's there, I mean, people, away fans go to a Yokohama FC game hoping that they'll catch a glimpse of Kazu. He really is. I don't know. I mean, I can't think who would compare with him in a Pelé, perhaps, you know, Pelé, yeah. Or Maradona, you know, someone you would go to see even if you hated the opposition.
Fantastic.
Amazing. Oh, well, finally from me, I mean, in the World Cup, Japan surprised a few people. I think they played pretty well, didn't they? And what's the state of Japanese league football now? How would you describe what sort of health it's in?
Oh, the World Cup was so sad, wasn't it? 2-0 up to Belgium. I was so happy there. Anyway, J-League, well, it's interesting. It's 26 years this year. Mm. We had, back in the old days, for want of a better word, we had the likes of Gary Lineker and Toto Schillaci and Dunga. And
Zico as well.
Next star, Zico, who was probably over the hill, but, you know, Zico proved that he wasn't, to be honest. And then we had a bit of a lull where we had a lot of no-name Brazilians and et cetera. And last year, and the year before, Vissel Kobe, my local team in particular, took Lucas Podolski, who was probably after his peak, but a huge name. And then Andres Iniesta. And now they signed David Villa. Nagoya Grampus Sav Joe used to play for Everton, of course, who was top scorer last year. So I think it's nice to see that some of the big names are coming before they're over the hill now. There's a lot of good young players, well, like Itakura. The only problem with the J League, as opposed to the Japan national team, is that the best players suddenly, you know, they hit go into Europe younger and younger every time. I think the World Cup of 23 players probably had 15 or 16 players who were overseas, which is not so good for the J League itself, but it's great for the national team. The fans miss out on the youngsters a bit, but they understand. And certain teams, unlike probably almost anywhere else in the world, I think, is that certain teams will allow their players to go knowing full well that if they come back, they will join the same team in most cases. And they'll be welcomed back with open arms. They won't be there's certain, like Kashima Antlers have been run by the same guy for over a decade. And he's allowed players to go off. Atsuto Uchida, who went to Germany for 6 or 7 years, came straight back into the Antlers team and said, arigato. He was back. And Gamba Osaka have just lost, 3 players. Yosuke Iriguchi in particular was hoping to play for Leeds, but had to be also loaned out for work permit purposes. But it's interesting. You know, it's for me as a J-League fan, I really hate to see the kids go, but as a national team fan, it improves them.
Of course. So South America, all right.
Better foreigners are coming in. That's the key. The better foreigners that come in will replace the young kids that leave, and then, you know, it balances out a bit.
Yeah. Alan, look, it's been fascinating. Thanks, good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Pleasure is all yours.
There we are. That's Alan Gibson from J Soccer Magazine.
That's good.
Over in Japan.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
You're getting constant offers, it seems, Andy, from your friends on Instagram. These were gloves, whether you put your hands in a fire when you're wearing them. Why would you ever need those? I can't think of the algorithm.
I just like the sort of strap line. Well, I quite like barbecuing, although I haven't got a garden now, so that's gone out.
Yeah, but you can light a barbecue about picking up the coal with your bare hands, can't you?
But the strap lines are great. Never burn your hands again like you did already.
Yeah. You could wash up in them in case the water was too hot.
It makes you look like a Viking. That was great.
What makes you look like it? That's the
Viking
horn. Why don't you get one of those, Andy? I'd love to see you coming in with it round your waist.
I'm not getting it.
Kind of over your shoulder.
And the world's sharpest knife. I don't need that either.
You're not the world's sharpest knife, are you? Let's be honest.
The world's sharpest knife.
No.
What about hearing from Tim Gray, founder of NeuroWeb Marketing, day three of his day?
Yeah, day three. It's basically a day in the life of this guy. And he's been proved quite interesting so far.
Well, he's a health nut, basically.
He is a complete health nut. Yeah. And what time of the day are we up to, Andy?
1:30 p.m.
So I'll take this is lunchtime.
Lunchtime. He says, I go out for lunch at the same time every day.
Oh, okay.
Usually I have organic chicken with avocado, a fatty ribeye steak, or pork belly with leafy greens and olive oil. I follow a high-fat, low-carb, mainly ketogenic diet. I don't eat fruit.
It's quite high maintenance, this fellow, isn't it?
Hard. I usually eat two meals a day, lunch, then dinner. Sometimes I just have lunch. I haven't eaten more than two meals a day for 3 or 4 years now.
Wow.
I give my body, which has 7.5% fat. It's a bit like Ian Abrahams, isn't it? Similar percentage.
Doesn't he go off and have like a double bubble fried egg, fried bread,
once a week,
chips and beans?
No, once a week I'll eat chips and I'll have a drink, usually a Negroni, which is the most ketogenic-friendly alcoholic drink.
Oh, come on, have a night off.
I know, other than clean vodka.
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
What does he do after that, Andy?
Oh, I then go to the clinic. I found it with Dr. Pender in Mayfair and have an hour of hyperbaric oxygen. I lie in a pressurised chamber while pure oxygen is pumped into it. I listen to my Headspace app. Sometimes I meditate.
What does he do for a living? He's a bin man, isn't he? What does he do for a living, this fella?
For goodness sake. I follow up that with a magnesium and amino acid intravenous drip treatment. What, every day? At a place called Ivy Boost IK.
Who's Ivy?
Actually,
I love Ivy Boost.
She's a lovely woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Then a massage in
Covent Garden. My mum used to go bingo with her.
Did she really?
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as I get back to my flat. He doesn't live on a flight.
Yeah.
As soon as I get back to my flat, I put on my full blue light blocking glasses. These ones are darker, with orange lenses that block all the blue light and make work calls and catch up with friends in America on the phone. I don't want to do it all. We've still got another three sections of the glass. I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
That's brilliant. What about, I mean, it's life. It's you've got so much thinking to do, really, just to kind of get through the day, haven't you? You've got to have an IV treatment. It's just every day.
I couldn't do that every day.
Hard work, wouldn't it, to give it that much thought?
But I think it's because it's January. I think there's a lot of sort of faddy, sort of health-based things around.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Victoria Beckham, for example, has splished.
She's splished. You get very posh now and again, don't you? Yeah, she's splashed out.
She splashed.
Yes.
£1,200 on a moisturiser made with her own blood.
Really?
Yeah. The Gory Gloop. Which boasts anti-aging properties, is the invention of US celebrity medic Dr. Barbara Sturm, who obviously saw Victoria coming down the street. I mean, seriously, I don't know what the science is behind it. It's made for clients after some of their blood is removed during a consultation. So basically, you can make your own. I'll tell you what, Victoria, buy a tin of Nivea. you know.
And just, what, cut your finger?
Cut yourself shaving with your legs
cut
or something.
Cut yourself shaving.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you put it into the Nivea, mix it all up. That'd be fun. It's not going to charge yourself 1,200 quid.
Okay.
Tell you what I did see, though. This story fascinates me. This is the classiest person of the week.
Yeah.
A woman drinking white wine from a Pringles can while riding in an electronic trolley was seized at a superstore in Wichita Falls, Texas. Is that image, is that the classiest That's... image? You're going to be drinking wine out of a Pringles
one,
box.
One pop, you can't stop. It's like one of those very tall lager glasses. They do a Peroni glass that looks about the same size as a Pringles, isn't it? Yeah, I can see that. There was a great... somebody posted on Twitter today an exchange between two non-league sides, Lingfield FC, I mean, it's the Sussex League, Lingfield FC and Sortdean United down on the south coast. And this is the exchange. Lingfield FC say to Sortdean, "We've been asked where you would like your post-match food to be sent. We now have to throw food away that was prepared for you. If our hospitality isn't welcome, please tell us ahead of our fixture, and we won't waste time, money or effort." Cutting. So Sortdean come back with, "Sorry, lads, only just seeing this. I think maybe the fact that our physio found a dead rat in the toilet and that your barman told one of our lads he'd found a rat eating a Mars bar the other week.
Yeah.
Put our lads off staying for a bit of food.
I wonder why."
And also, of course, that your boys beat us.
Ah, yes. Well, that's
Lingfield say, "Thank you for your feedback, and we have passed this, inverted commas, information onto the matchday team, who have apologised for the rat."
Okay.
"What are the hazards of living in the countryside? We do occasionally have unwanted visitors. But I thought it might lead to something from down in the lower reaches. Some of the worst facilities, maybe, you've encountered. I mean, the dead rat wasn't really their fault, of course. But if you've gone, whether it's Sundays, Saturdays, wherever you've played, let us know some of the worst conditions you've encountered while on the road playing football. Talksport.com/H&J. Text 281089 or tweet to TS H&J.
Now, talking of...
Paul Harris is just basically a liar. He's got in touch today and he said, "My mum used to actually have an aunt called Ivy Boost."
Yeah, of course.
Paul, come on. Really? Ivy Boost. Anyway, carry on.
Yes, then. Talking of terrible places to eat, do you remember that hotel that we stayed at in Kaliningrad?
Yes.
The Navigator.
The Navigator, yeah.
The producer has alerted me to some of the reviews on Google Maps.
Yeah.
For this one's quite interesting. It's a 3-star review, right, from this bloke who stayed there. He said, "On Saturday the 22nd of December, I celebrated the birthday of my beloved friend in the already updated restaurant at the Navigator Hotel." They must have done that after we left.
I think they did.
"The hall after the repair is very good. Interior in the Greek naval style."
Yeah.
"White, blue tones. Everything fresh is very nice and nice." Very nice
very
and nice.
Very nice and
That's
nice.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
"Service for the top five." For top five of what? I've no idea. "At least the girl who tried for us really deserved high praise. Thank her. A wonderful administrator at this restaurant. It's obvious that the girl loves her job and worries about the restaurant's prospects. I'm not surprised the food's terrible."
I remember this quite a lot of surly kids.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
"This is also a huge plus. Now for the food. Salad and hot meat dishes are all quite edible." Well, that's always it's always handy,
isn't
it? I
think the jury's still out on that in our experience.
"But the dishes from the fish. Gentlemen, I've not tried anything worse. I took a sea bass in wine with vegetables. The fish, like a crocheted boot."
A crocheted boot?
"Dry and dehydrated. It's obvious that it was frozen, and then it was refrozen, and then it was quickly thawed, cooked and served." Oh, sounds really yummy.
That sounds nice, doesn't it?
"Misters of the cook, sound like masters of the universe. You at least try what you offer guests for 500 rubles.
I think this has lost a bit in the Google Translate, doesn't it?
The fish cannot be swallowed." I think you get the idea.
Yeah, and this was the hotel in Kaliningrad where I think basically you were standing in Portsmouth, so and a World Cup was on in Portsmouth, and so the hotel accommodation was fairly scarce, and we found ourselves next to a filling station, basically a hotel.
Yeah,
it's often, you know, if you go out, you're going to put yourself a nice hotel. It's the Dorchester, basically, is right next to a SO garage, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, you always think that. And we did find ourselves, the food wasn't great, we did find ourselves doing a bit of an Alan Partridge, didn't we, and going in the filling station to get something to eat.
It was bad.
It was bleak.
But you can Hotel Navigator Kaliningrad, look it up on Google Maps. Yeah. Marvellous reviews there. You'll
good place for a stag do
for hours.
You'd absolutely love it. You'd really enjoy yourself.
You would
get the lads there.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4pm on TalkSport.
There we are. That was the this afternoon show. We're back tomorrow with Andy Smart, ball runner, comedy store player and giggler.
And luxuriating in a fine win.
Yeah, fine win for Farnborough's team. We'll tell us more about that, I'm sure, in forensic detail. And Cosmo Vinyl, punk legend, the man who managed the Enduro and the Blockheads and the Clash. He'll have some great stories for us. He's a big West Ham fan. He's got an art exhibition, which is football related.
Brilliant artwork.
So, yeah, we look forward to seeing him tomorrow as well. Until then, have a great evening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.